This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to episode 47 of North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have good neighbor Dr. Kavita Patel with Colvita Consulting. Hi, Dr. Patel. How are you?
Hi, Stacey. I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. We're excited to have you on. We'll go ahead and jump right in. And if you will, go ahead and tell our listeners about your business.
Sure. So I'm an internal medicine physician with certification in culinary medicine. In my practice, I quickly saw the alarming rates of heart disease, and it is the number one cause of death in our country. Unfortunately, studies are projecting a decline in life expectancy for young and middle-aged adults. The goal of Colvita Consulting is to empower people to use food to improve their health, manage and/or prevent diet-related diseases, and ultimately reduce their risk for heart disease.
Wonderful. Wow. That's a great service that you're providing.
Thank you.
Well, tell our listeners about your journey. How did tell us the history behind Colvita Consulting?
Sure. As a primary care physician, I frequently detected younger patients with diet-related disease. They were motivated to make changes and would turn to me for specific recommendations. Unfortunately, medical education only provides limited elements of nutrition education. We are taught to use common blanket statements such as cut back on salt or reduce the saturated fats in your diet. And that's just not sufficient. As their trusted physician, I wanted to provide my patients with more specific tools and instructions to be able to make a real change. I took it upon myself to certify in culinary medicine and studied on nights and weekends in order to provide my patients with the specific guidance. Unfortunately, corporatization of medical practice provides very limited emphasis and time to focus on prevention. Thus, Colvita Consulting was born. In a nutshell, it provides a platform that empowers patients with the knowledge of disease prevention through dietary changes.
Awesome. Well, so are you a freestanding practice? Are you virtual? How do you treat patients?
That's a great question. I actually love that patients, it's a virtual platform. So my clients are all in their kitchen.
And that. Well, that seems appropriate, right?
Yeah, it's a very inviting area instead of kind of what's perceived as a cold,
stale
environment in a doctor's office. And so I want people to feel comfortable. Often the first place people go to when looking for their home is the kitchen. And so it really does is a gathering place for people and communities. And so I want people to feel comfortable in their kitchen talking to me. And also it creates so much openness about other questions that come up about what might be hidden in their pantry or, you know, what a child can see first when they come into a kitchen. And so it just really opens up the dialogue for people.
I think that is an excellent way to open up that dialogue. I love that you said that it's a gathering place for people. It's a community. I mean, that really is where people do commute. And for your industry specifically, you know, to be focused on culinary medicine and to do that in their kitchen where they're comfortable, where they're actually going to be able to apply what the advice and guidance that you're offering. So that makes perfect sense to me. And that was what I suspected to be the answer, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I'm glad that we went there. Well, how about this, Dr. Patel, can you tell us about any myths or misconceptions that you may hear? And I know, you know, culinary medicine is not a term that I've heard frequently, you know, so I'm sure there are some misconceptions at the very least about your industry. You want to clear any of those up with our audience today?
Sure. It's the foundation of culinary medicine is how to help apply the Mediterranean diet or categories of food into one's life in a simple way. That's my portrayal of it. This goes along with the word diet can be very misleading for some people. It's a verb. I am dieting. Or for other people, it's a way of life, such as an Indian diet. In our society, unfortunately, diet does carry certain stigmas with it. The culinary medicine curriculum I studied includes evidence-based facts on how the Mediterranean categories of food can promote health, and I help people incorporate these food categories into their routine. Another common misconception or something that's unknown about this area of culinary medicine is what exactly it is. To me, culinary medicine is how to use food as pharmacology. In medical school training, we spend months understanding pharmacology of prescription medication. It was one of my favorite classes in medical school, in fact. And now, through this certification, I've learned the biochemical pathways of food as it reacts in our bodies to help use that for disease treatment or prevention.
Wonderful. Well, that will be helpful to our listeners for sure. Well, if you don't mind, Dr. Patel, we're going to get a little personal now. We're going to shift gears, if that's okay with you. How about you share with our listeners what you're doing for fun? What do you do when you're not working?
Sure. It's a great question. I really do love spending time outdoors with my family. Sometimes that means walking to Dunwoody Village within our Dunwoody community. It could be hiking. There's so many wonderful places here in Atlanta and specifically in Dunwoody to get some hikes in. Or it could be feeding fish at the lake with the kids. It's also really important for me to exercise. And that's the time I get that's uninterrupted and I get to think and problem solve clearly.
Wow. You're speaking to my own heart when you mentioned Dunwoody. As you know, Dr. Patel and I spoke before, and we are very excited that we are going to be actually featuring her family on an upcoming issue of the Dunwoody Neighbors magazine. So we're really excited about that. I love that you're a part of you know, my own community too. So it's wonderful to have you here. I can't wait to share more about your family's story, you know, in next month's issue. So that will be exciting. Well, so shifting gears again, we're going to move from fun now to something a little more serious. So is there a life challenge or hardship that you have faced that you can now say, for having been through that experience, that you're stronger or better for that today? Is there anything like that you might want to share with our listeners?
Sure. Once, unfortunately, I was mistaken for someone of the same ethnic background. I suffered significant negative consequences as a result of other parties' miscommunication. At the time, it was truly devastating. It did, however, highlight my true friendships, the power of resilience, and ultimately provided me with the drive to pursue my passion. And in hindsight, it was truly a blessing.
Oh, goodness. I can't imagine a mistaken identity that didn't go well, I guess. That's one thing I have not experienced, you know, but I've had some friends and family that have gone through that and that's a really difficult thing. it definitely was for them. So I'm glad that you have learned from that and are stronger for it today.
Me too.
We're learning from our hard times and we're making progress, right?
That's right.
If there's anything else that you can think of that you may want to share with our listeners today, getting back, you know, to Colvita Consulting, what else would you like them to know?
It's a lot easier to go with the flow when you're feeling young and healthy. Taking the time to understand what components of your daily routine are helpful or harmful could be life-saving down the road. Unfortunately, most people don't feel the effects of diet-related diseases, such as high blood pressure or high cholesterol, immediately, like they may feel symptoms of the flu. As a result, action is often delayed and in reaction to periods of stress on the body. Act now. Know your own numbers and come see me to talk about ways to improve them or prevent long-term issues.
Well, to segue into that, what is, if our listeners want to learn more and they do want to come see you virtually, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you at Colvita Consulting, Dr. Patel?
Sure. So they can visit my website at www.colvitaconsulting.com and schedule a free discovery call to learn how Colvita Consulting can help you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I love learning about new businesses that are new to me, and especially in new industries that are also new to me, and with people that are also in my community. So, I really loved having you on today.
Thanks. I really enjoyed being on the show today. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. You are so welcome. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.